Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Can't call it now yet. The bear hooks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know now. It's been so long.
And something similar to a barrel, only smaller, what, nails?
Kegs.
Uh-huh. Did you ever see a water barrel or a water keg?
Yeah, I think I have.
What do you call that little thing that you can
turn? Faucets.
Huh?
Faucet.
Uh-huh. What about something like that out in your yard that you turn and...
It's a faucet. It's hiding. Hmm? Hiding.
Uh-huh. And something at the sink.
That's what it is. That's a hiding there, you see.
Uh-huh.
Only the, it's turned with a faucet, but it's a different faucet there now. That's all, uh-huh. It's all a faucet. Them ain't called faucets. What are they called now?
Do you hear spigot or tap?
They hear and see them turns that way. But them others, you just turn that faucet.
Mm-hmm.
I got some washing machine there right now.
And say if you're washing dishes, the cloth or rag that you use.
The kind of rag?
The cloth or the rag that you use when you're washing dishes. You call that?
You call it a dishcloth.
Uh-huh.
We called it a dish rag when ours were raised up.
Uh-huh.
It was a dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
It's a drying cloth now.
What?
Just an old, a rag to dry them with.
Uh-huh. Is that what you used to call them, drying cloth?
We call them now the drying cloth. But now used to it was the old drying rag.
Uh-huh. And to bathe your face with, you have a
face rag.
And to dry yourself off with.
It was the same thing, a towel. Well, when we take spit bath, we just had no rag and just dried ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have a bathroom was, you know,
mm-hmm.
that. That's the way we done now. But now it's a drying towel.
Uh-huh. What do you mean spit bath?
Spit bath? You never heard of a spit bath now? Take your pan of water there, warm water and soap, and get your rag and take your bath. Just put soap on your rag and just start washing and wash from your head to your feet.
Uh-huh.
You some folks say now you can't get clean if you wash that way, and that's not true if you do it right. You don't have to get in a tub to get clean.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we used to wash. I tell them, my goodness life, I was raised that away. Everybody done that. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know what electricity was out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Now it finally come on to town, the cities, you know, the
mm-hmm.
bigger cities. Then it got more and more then. No, we didn't know what that was. That's the way we had to do. And if we'd get out and work and be dirty on that old farm, we'd wash. If the water got too dirty, we'd pour that out and get us some clean water.
Bottle wanted to shut it back up, you'd stick in a
cork.
Mm-hmm. And say, if what about something like that? What else would they make it out of besides cork?
Well, a cork's all I've seen, but now they use caps, you know, they don't
mm-hmm.
use the corks now.
Mm-hmm.
Had a cork screw in there.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen them, ain't you?
Yeah,
put that cork screw down in there. Well, then you could take that stop wrap that way.
And say if there was a log across the road, you say, I tied a chain to it and I
uh-huh.
what it out of the way.
Snake it out of the way.
Okay. Or using another word, you say, talking about dragging it out.
Yeah, you drag, but we'd always say drag. Now, I got snaking. I got that wrong. That's what I've heard it called now so long.
Uh-huh.
You drag it out of the way.
You say, I tie the chain to it.
Yeah, and drag it. But then they went to calling it snaking it now.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you did that, you were telling me about doing that. You say, I tied the chain around the log, and then I took it and I...
Drug it out.
Uh-huh. And you say, we have, many logs out of this road? We have...
Drug many out.
Uh-huh. And...